heard you, First Samuel, the first chapter. First Samuel, the first chapter, starting with the first verse. Now there was a certain man of Ramah Gilead, Sophel, a Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jehoram, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zeth, an Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of this city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so, year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah unto her husband, unto her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon the sea by the post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, See, and I will give him husbands and whores all the days of his life. Then there shall no razor come upon his head. That is our reading for our text today. That which the Lord has placed on my heart. Sometimes it seems that the question creeps into our minds and our thoughts, especially during hard times. And we wonder, maybe somehow God has overlooked us or forgotten about us. We ask the question, maybe not outwardly, but in our heart, God, is there some reason that you've forgotten about my situation? We wonder, does God really care about what we're dealing with in life? Honestly, it is hard to understand why God allows difficult things in our lives. And we may be tempted to wonder what it's all about and why. But God, He is a God that cares. Although we may not understand all that we're facing, and we don't understand why things are as they are, but we realize that God does care about us. I'd like to preach, if I can, the Baptist call of trusting God when we don't understand. I realize that the story I've read in our hearing isn't something new or a different us. We all have read on occasion about Hannah and her family. I'd like to focus a little while about Hannah's situation and about her faith in God. Notice, first of all, something about Hannah's family. Hannah was married to a man named Elkanah. Elkanah, his name means God has redeemed. He is a man that loves God. And he is a man that fears and respects the Lord. As a matter of fact, it was on a yearly basis he would take his family to Shiloh and worship God. Bible tells us that Elkanah had two wives. And it is the indication that apparently Hannah was the first wife, but because of her barrenness, he married Penina. I will stop and say that was ever God's intention. God designed one man or one woman for life. I realized it was a common practice in that day that they would marry a couple of wives. But it was not God's plan. Although this family had problems, they were a family that loved God and had a desire to worship and honor Him. But he had not noticed his frustration at the end of the second verse. The Bible says that Hannah had no children. That was Hannah's problem. We may find it hard to grasp that praise that had no children in their society. Where the focus was on producing an heir to continue the family, to be barren was to fail in the family. As a matter of fact, barrenness was considered a punishment from God. So they stayed up was on Hannah because she had no children. But not only I see a problem for Hannah. But I noticed Penina's provocation. I believe one reason for Hannah's frustration was her barrenness. Her mother was the belittling of Penina. First six, and her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. That word that was hearing Please, excuse her. And he promote her. Please, grieve for the cause trouble. If that is what Pizarro was doing, I can imagine in my mind. I can imagine Pizarro would parade her children about. Hotel, she would make statements to Hannah, such as, Hannah, why are you going to the house of God? Why are you thankful to the Lord? Look at what's happened in your life. If God really cared about you, he would have blessed you with children. And she would say to herself, Hannah, God has closed your womb. And therefore, cares nothing about you. Isn't that like our accuser today? Isn't that how our accuser at times does us? He will parade the blessing of others and then provoke us, telling us that God apparently doesn't care about us. He will tell us, I wonder why God treats you in such a way. I believe at times Satan will parade the wellness of some people and raise the question, why has God left you facing sickness? Sometimes he will say to us, look at that home. How God's blessed him. Why has God led you to hurt like you hurt? I'll be honest, there are things that we don't understand. I don't have answers. Why people hurt and suffer as they do. Elkanah tried to encourage him, to help him the process. He would tell her that he loved her. He would give her a worthy portion unto her. But then at times, Bible tells us that because of it all, Hannah would weep bitter tears. I say, there is a God in heaven that only knows All the tears that are shed, I guarantee you, there are people under the sound of my voice weeping over and over because of a burdened heart, troubled lives. God sees those tears, and He keeps a record, each and every one of them. I see Hannah's family, Hannah's frustration. I want to focus on Hannah's faith. Bible tells us in 1 Ten, I believe that Hannah has a supplicating faith. It says that she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. In my mind's imagination, I see Hannah broken in heart, broken in spirit, bowing her heart before God, weeping, tears flowing down her face because of the anguish in her heart. But all of that speaks of her faith. Although she didn't have answers, although she didn't know why, although she didn't understand why God had allowed her to deal with what she's dealing with, but she takes it all to the Lord in prayer. You see, faith doesn't believe because it has all the answers. Faith believes simply because we know the character of God. I believe Hannah realized there was a sovereign God in heaven, and although she didn't understand why, although she didn't have the answers, although God hadn't explained anything, she believed there was a God in heaven that loved her like nobody else could love. And they nothing would ever separate her from that love. I have often said I wish I had answers. I wished I had understanding why people hurt, suffer, face all they face in life. I don't have the answer. I do believe this. There's a God in heaven that loves us with an everlasting love. And also, He may not tell us all we want to understand. He'll never change the fact that He cares and that He loves us. I also see her trusting faith. Her son heaven and cries out to God, files a file and says, "Oh Lord, if You will hear and look on the affliction of Thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget me, but give me a man child. I'll give him back to You all the days of his life." I see that Hannah has a trusting faith in God. I'll be honest. The terminology that Hannah uses in her prayer reminds us of back when God tells Moses that He's going to deliver Israel out of bondage. God says to Moses, "I have surely seen the affliction of My people which are in Egypt. And now Hannah says, Oh Lord, look on My affliction. Remember Me and not forget Thine handmaid." It's almost like Hannah was saying, "God, just like You remember the children of Israel in bondage, brought them out of affliction, God, remember Me. Don't forget about Me." She said, "I'm just Thine handmaid." Hannah says, "I'm nothing big. I'm nothing important as far as this world goes. But I'm Your handmaid. And You're my Lord. Would You remember Me? Think about Me in my affliction." And she said, "If You will give Me man child, I'll give Him back all the days of his life to serve You." I noticed that little word, "if." It isn't that Hannah doubts God can do it. But Hannah says, "Lord, if You will, I will pay my vow unto you. It reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, facing the fiery furnace. The king said, we'll cast you in the fire. They answered and said, O king, our God is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace. But if not, we'll still not bow unto your God. I believe that's what Hannah is saying. I believe Hannah's saying, God, I weep and I cry, asking for your touch, asking you to remember me, answer my prayer. If you will, I'll do exactly what I said I'd do with you. But I believe her heart was, either way, I'll still serve you. I believe that's where faith is today. I believe that faith is saying, God, I know you can. I know you're able. I ask you to touch and help me. I ask you to handle my need and my situation. But you're God. And whatever you do, I'll still serve you. I'll still live for you. I'll still honor you with all my heart. The adversary may say our prayers are too big for God to answer. But faith says there's nothing too big for our God. I don't know what all you may be facing. I know what some are dealing with in her church family. But I realize there are no doubt others facing some big things in their own heart, in their family. I say to you today, don't stop praying. Keep seeking the face of God, pouring out your heart, asking God to answer, asking God to touch, asking God to heal if it's healing, asking God for strength if you need strength, asking Him for wisdom as you need wisdom. Asking Him to do the work for His glory. But then reminding, Lord, if you do it, I'll praise you. I'll give honor to you. But if not, I'll still serve you. I'll still live for you. I'll give you my best. Whatever you see to do. We know the story. God in time loves Hannah. She began to be expectant with child. God blessed her with a boy she named Samuel. She weaned him. Took him back to the house of the Lord. Gave him to God. She She said, just like I promised I'd do. It's a blessing always to my heart when I hear people stand up after God has answered a prayer and say, I thank God that He heard, that He worked, that He did. I've even heard some stand and say, God hasn't answered yet. I'm still praying. Still trusting. I'm still serving Him all my heart. I had something all week I was going to preach to him from. By Thursday, God said, no, this is the message. I wanted to preach on heaven again, and I will. He'll let me. But God said no today. There are some folks struggling to understand. There are times I do. And I have to learn to trust. Even when I don't understand. That's what Hannah was doing. Hannah was trusting God. Although she didn't understand why. God had made her barren. Trust Him today. You see, preacher, I wept and cried more tears than I can imagine. God sees those tears. God hears those cries. In His time, He'll work. Let's stand to our feet.